Reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, Cyrus, whose right hand I grasp, subduing nations before him and making kings run in his service, opening days before him, opening doors before him, and leaving the gates unbarred. For the sake of Jacob, my servant of Israel, my chosen one, I have called you by name, giving you a title, though you knew me not. I am the Lord, and there's no other. There is no God besides me. It is I who arm you, though you know me not, so that toward the rising and the setting of the sun, people may know that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, there is no other. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance in hope for our Lord Jesus Christ, before our God and Father, knowing, brothers and sisters loved by God, how you were chosen. For our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much conviction. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth, and you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Knowing their malice, Jesus said, Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax. Then they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, Whose image is this and whose inscription? They replied, Caesar's. At that he said to them, Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but to God what belongs to God. The Gospel of the Lord. These words are taken from the first reading that was proclaimed. Thus says the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I grasp. Full of surprises. This last week, at different times, I tried to watch the hearing for Amy Coney Barrett, the proposed candidate for the Supreme Court. And whether you like her or not, I was very impressed with her. I just couldn't believe she was so knowledgeable and so good and didn't have one note. She had everything up in her mind and presented herself very well. That's not what I want to focus on, but rather, I think it was on Friday, after the hearings was all completed, Dianne Feinstein from California went up and embraced Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina. And she said, I just wanted to thank you. You did a wonderful job with these hearings. Here you have someone on one side and one on the other that probably don't meet on anything much at all, at least to be civil and to say thank you. Now, she has received a lot of criticism from people for doing that. But she went out of her way to say thank you. And that was a surprise. Now, probably she's not going to vote for Amy. Lindsey, definitely he will. But at least there can be some congeniality there, at least some courtesy there, at least a little bit of gratitude. Surprises. I think our lives are filled with surprises. We don't know what to do, what's going to happen, what's going to take place. The older we get, we know more things are out of our hands. And some things happen that you just have to wonder, why is this all happening? Today's first reading, we have the same situation in which Cyrus was going to be the one to lead the people from their land of slavery to freedom. First of all, let's just go back to last week just to lead into our passage for today. Now, we've been hearing our first reading quite a bit from the prophet Isaiah. And you probably say, why doesn't the church have a nice, logical, sequential readings of these readings? They don't. For one Sunday, it might be the first section, the next the second, the next the third, go back to the second, go the third to the first. But there's a pattern to it. And let's just go back to last week. What we heard, and it was towards the end of the first section, in which God revealed to the prophet Isaiah the vision of the kingdom of God. They needed hope. They had been in the land of slavery for perhaps now 20 years. They needed some hope. So if you recall what the prophet Isaiah told the people, imagine the kingdom of God on the highest mountain. And in that kingdom is an eternal banquet of great food and great wine. That was to give them hope that one day they would hope to be blessed to see the kingdom of God. Now we go to the second section, right before God announces that they are going to be able to go back to their homeland, comes the big surprise. It's not going to come from someone among their own number that's going to lead them. It's not going to be someone who is powerful and mighty, which will perhaps destroy their enemy or enemies and then go back to their homeland. But rather, it is from King Cyrus. King Cyrus was one of their enemies, a very powerful king. He was the king of Persia. The Babylonians, he defeated the Babylonians. So that was surprise number one. Surprise number two, Cyrus told them, he said, as you go back to your kingdom, I'm going to help you rebuild. Rebuild the buildings, the land. And if that wasn't a surprise, the third surprise was this. He said, I am going to help build your temple. That was so important and so sacred for the people to have their temple in which they could worship God. So they were filled with surprises to hear about King Cyrus from Persia. Would be the one, the unlikely one, to lead them into their homeland. As I said earlier, I think all of us have surprises each and every day in wondering why things happen the way they do. We have to know it is the hand of God at work. And sometimes there are surprises. Sometimes we have enemies or someone who's never talked to us will give us a hand where our friends won't. That's what happened in this first reading. A hand of an enemy provided the help that they needed. But we have to beware of the power of God at work, that God indeed is working. We want to see it. Instead of being surprised at it, hope that we can understand it. As time goes on, we understand things better. And when something happens that is a total surprise, hopefully for the good, we hope that it wasn't just by accident, but that was the work of God, and his hand was in it. We come before the Lord our God. May we have our eyes opened a little bit better, understanding his knowledge and his wisdom to help us understand that the power of God is indeed working and is provided by the Lord alone.